Good morning. Good morning. We do apologize. We're just a few minutes behind because of some technical difficulties. And we are glad that you've joined us today. Today's Thursday, June the 6th. Imagine that. June is already moving very fast. You're dialed into Maximum Radio. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes. Let's say welcome to all of our prayer partners and listeners around the world. Good morning once again. We thank you for taking the time to visit with us and partner with us today as we go to the Lord in prayer. Well, I'm having such a great time every day with you. I can't believe I have this awesome privilege and opportunity to pray partnership with you, pray for the fullness of God's plan and purpose in the earth. So I thank you today again for joining us. Well, one of the first things, well, let's do this. Let's take a quick look at what is God's plan for today in terms of our praying. I know this one thing, that he is still great, his name is still great, and our theme for this particular day is that he would just visit us in a special way. He would just pour himself on us, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And one of the things that I will ask of you today is to join me in prayer. I have a special assignment today, and that assignment is I have the opportunity to minister to a family and friends of a young man that took his own life, and it's so sad. It's very, very, very sad. And so today I want to be fully covered. I want a prayer shield around this. This brother was a member of a gang, and he was trying to get out, just 20 years of age. And he found life so unbearable because, of course, once you get involved with those such circumstances, you're not allowed to just walk away, and so he would be beaten up and so forth. And, of course, he had to go through that all by himself. He did not want his family involved because of the fear of some retaliation to members of his family that were rather innocent. Anyway, today is the day of his funeral, and at 10 o'clock, that's where I will be, and I really covet your prayers because this is a large family and mostly non-God-fearing, and I'm just burdened by the opportunity to minister to them. I'll be speaking to the living, not to the dead, and I would love to see God use this opportunity, flip the script, so to speak, on the adversary and turn this into an opportunity of visitation in that family. The mother is, her name is Joanne, and she is, of course, as you might expect, extremely distraught and burdened by the passing of her son. So please join me today. I'm wanting to have God use that opportunity where I'm able to do the eulogy to touch their hearts by His Spirit, by His mercy, by His grace. So I'm going to pray now because it's a very weighty issue, and I'm looking forward to representing Jesus Christ fully in that situation. And so your prayers will go a long way in helping that to be a reality. We want to pray now, and please agree with me. Father, we thank you for this new day that you've given to us, and it's a day that comes with the circumstances and events. And you're God of all mercy. You're God of all comfort. And we thank you today that you're able to comfort this mother, comfort this family as they try to say in the best way they can farewell or goodbye to their loved one. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to represent you and to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to these people. Father, you let your Holy Spirit design and create the presentation of the gospel on today. Hallelujah. That the hearts would be flooded with humility, would be flooded with joy and fear for who you are, and would respond affirmatively to the hearing of the word of God. We ask that you would renovate and charge the atmosphere with your presence such that all the enemy's tactics and all of the enemy's plans would be frustrated. No harm or hurt or danger will come to anyone during this day and this day of reckoning that is part of what we might expect today. Father, bless this occasion with your presence in a mighty, mighty way. Give us the wisdom, give us the unction, the freedom and liberty to present your case to people who need your love, need your care, need your salvation, need your mercy and your grace right now. We command that atmosphere would be so charged with your presence that people's hearts will melt as they hear the gospel on today. This would be not a day of an ending. It will also be mostly a day of a new beginning for many as they surrender their lives to the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have that confidence that you're not only hearing our prayer, you're not only listening, but you're ready and available to do what's on your heart, that is to bring those persons to yourself. Finally, that they would embrace you, your lost sheep. They would come back home because you designed them for fellowship. You designed them for worship. You designed them to be in relationship with you. So we pray today that there would be a move of your making, of your design, of your heart's desire today as we present the gospel on this day. Bless everyone that's in attendance, family and friends, neighbors, people of the community. Just bless everyone in a mighty, mighty way. Hide this servant behind the shield. Behind the shield of grace, behind the shield of mercy, behind the shield of your plans and your purpose for this day and for this occasion. In Jesus' name, you are the God of all comfort, and we thank you and bless your name right now. We call upon you with our hearts humbled before your mighty throne. And you're looking for a great testimony of what God has done on this day. Well, our name for the Lord on this day that we are invoking comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Wow, what a name. He is the God of all comfort. Whatever you are thinking of today, whatever thoughts you have, whatever challenges that you may be experiencing, whatever losses that you have had, please know that one of the names of God, as taken from the passage of Scripture that we just read, is God of all comfort. You can turn to Him. You can look to Him for comfort. He is a God that makes Himself available. He is a God of His Word. He's a God of covenant. So, as God of comfort, you can draw from Him all of the peace that you would need in any situation that you've had or any situation that you're experiencing even now. He is God of compassion and God of all comfort. I don't know about you, neighbor. I find that comforting even now for myself. As I think of all that's on my plate and the challenges that I have, the assignments that He has given, and all of those, even as they get heavy, I can see Him comforting. I can sense His presence as He encourages and comforts me. And that is something that is available to everyone, everywhere, if we would just call on Him, even now. If you have a burden on you right now of any kind that you would like to release to the Lord, we can bring it to Him, and He will receive it, and He will carry it for us. He says, "My yoke is easy," and a yoke here in this kind of thinking is where you're looking at a yoke of oxen or a yoke of cattle. They all are sharing the same yoke around the neck. Well, what Jesus does, He comes close and He embraces us and helps us with whatever the burden is. He gets under it. He says, "Take my yoke." In other words, He wants to join Himself to you and to me. And He doesn't want us to carry our burden by ourselves. He says His yoke is easy. So we can give Him what is weighty on us, and we can receive His yoke, which is a lot lighter and it's a lot more easy. So if you would like prayer for that, if you would like us to agree with you, you'd like to take this opportunity as we have this power of agreement because of our gathering here today. You just voice that, give air to that situation, whatever it is, and we'll be able to agree with you and watch God do what He does best. That's answer. And I'm seeing God answer prayers so powerfully, it's overwhelming. He's a prayer-answering God. And so that's my name for Him. That can be your name for Him as well, because it's true. He does hear and answer prayers. So your line is open, and if you would like to give a voice and give ear to any of those, any requests that you have, well, all of us are gathered here. Our switchboard is quite active, as many are online with us presently. So you have friends, you have support. This is why we're here, as we go before the Lord. Now, while you're thinking of what your request might be and whether you should or should not give it air, I want to to go before the throne with us on our behalf. Father, we thank you for cleansing that comes only from you. You said if we confess our sin, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we so believe that today that we are petitioning and presenting ourselves before you for that renewal and that newness that comes from being cleansed from all our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, sins of commission and omission, sins that we did not even or not even aware that we have committed. But you said it doesn't matter. It says if we just humble ourselves and come before you and accept your offering of cleansing and forgiveness, it will be done. And so we present ourselves right now. Just wash us and cleanse us and make us whole. We are needy people, truly needy. We are dependent people, truly dependent on you. So as our voice goes out over the internet, everywhere, near and far, we ask for forgiveness on today. You went to the cross for us so that we would have this opportunity to be cleansed daily from our sin. So we accept your forgiveness. We accept your cleansing on today. Apply your blood to our lives and make us clean. Make us absolutely clean. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And Father, we thank you for all of our prayer partners that are out there today across the nation, across the territory, across the earth that are tied in via the technology and the phone lines or even just the internet and computers. We thank you for them and thank you for their heart to pray. Thank you for their stamina to seek out the fulfillment of your purposes in the earth. And we just feel so humbled that we would be joined by all of these prayer partners and intercessors. Father, you know the desire of each heart that's joined with us today. You know it better than we do. Father, we ask that each one of us would see fulfillment of those desires. You said you'll give us the desires of our heart. And you know the prayer and the requests and the petitions that are on the heart of each person. Even though they may not have voiced it on this occasion, you know it, and we ask that you would answer. You hear the cry, the quiet cry of the heart, the quiet desire of the heart. And wherever people are right now that are listening, that their prayer would be and desire would be fulfilled even now because of your greatness, because of your mighty rulership over the earth and over all affairs, over every circumstance, that they would find peace and joy concerning whatever it is that is a burden or a desire or a need. Even now, because you're Jehovah Jireh, you're our provider. You're the one that would provide for us because you're the one that has all resources. You own the earth and you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. You own all the people in the earth. And Father, there's someone right now that needs special favor on today. It needs special favor. We ask that the doors of favor, I see the doors of favor opening up and this individual making entrance boldly and in faith, believing that only you can help them, only you can answer, only you have the power and the possibility to meet their situation, to meet their circumstance, to meet their need. So right now we thank you for meeting that need. Even now, bless them mightily. Help them to see that this is you that responded from the portals of heaven, and you called, they called and you answered, because that is your word according to the prophet Jeremiah. So we thank you right now for each person that is listening, each person that's online with us, each person that is participating in this prayer. And we have the power of agreement here going on this day. You said if two in the earth will touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. And we are able to say to the mountain, be moved right now. If you have a mountain standing before you right now, as a person online with us today, see that mountain being moved or being made low so that you're able to go forward in the power, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you today, and we would ask that you would share a testimony with us of what God has done, because he is the great God. He is not a God. He is the God, the only wise God. There's no other God. That's who he is. And we have this privilege of being in relationship with him. That is awesome. So share your testimony of God's answering your heart's desire, your prayers, so that we can shame the adversary publicly. God makes a show of the adversary openly triumphing over him. Awesome. God is a triumphing God. He's a winning God. He's the all-time undisputed champion, and never been defeated, never will be. And we want to speak of that and on that every time we experience his triumph and his overcoming on our behalf. So we thank you once again for joining us. Wherever you are, may your feet be guided today. His word is such that he is the God, and this is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. He is the God of all comfort, God of compassion, God of comfort. So you can invoke that in your life and in your circumstances today. And you can be confident, very confident, most confident, that he is aware of your particular circumstance and situation and is more than willing, as your Father in heaven, to meet your need on this day, whatever that is. If it's a need for salvation, in other words, you've tuned in but you're not saved, well, just ask him for deliverance, and he will receive you willingly with open arms. He will cleanse you, forgive you for your sins. Just be humble, and he will step right into the role that you allow him to step into. He's your Father. That's who he is. He's the greatest Father. So we thank you today. Heavenly Father, we come to you now and ask that you would move on behalf of those that are lost, those that are without you. Move on behalf by your Spirit. Draw them by your love. Bind them to you by your great mercy. Allow your abiding love for all people, regardless of their race, their religion, or differences that make them seem so far apart from you. They are all your creation, and you desire that they all be saved. I pray today that you would give them what they need most, and that's spiritual cleansing, spiritual renewal, spiritual life. You are the way, the truth, and the life. So we petition for them today that they would be saved. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of rejoicing. This is the day of renewal, restoration, and joy. This is the day of grace and mercy and peace. Peace now comes between you and those individuals that are your lost sheep. So we thank you today for all that you've done. Thank you for your spirit of prayer that you've given to us, that's upon us even now. So we bless your name. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your throne room, be with you, and be before you. Now we leave knowing that you are the God of all comfort, and whatever may break our heart or ail us today, you are the comforter. And we thank you and bless your name. And I trust that all of you will join me in saying amen to that prayer.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Please remember, let us meditate on his name today that says, he's God of all comfort. And let not the enemy disrupt your peace or your joy. We thank you today for being with us, for joining us. And we have one more day this week of getting together, and that's on tomorrow, which will be Friday. And remember myself as I minister to the families on today. Thank you, and we bless you real good. Have peace and joy. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, too, Pastor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. And we love you. The love of the Lord. Blessed.